call it a boat, would it make any difference if it had a square front? Would you call it anything different? You know, if it had a pointed front, if it had a square front?
I call it a flat boat.
What do you call a covering on a pillow? You know, you put it in.
Pillow slip. She called it pillow case, I call it pillow slip.
Okay.
There you go again.
If your wife's wearing beads around her neck, and you really like them, you think that they're pretty, you might say that's a pretty wad of beads. Pretty.
But answer that for me, Bill.
I mean, like, what do you call a thing of bees? How would you say it's a wad of bees? A thing of bees, like.
Well, he don't ever call
like,
nothing.
Not bees. Not a necklace, but another word for necklace, like a.
I never call that anything but beads.
Would you ever say something like a pair of beads, a strand, a string?
Oh,
yeah.
Just
ask
them some pretty
say
beads.
Say beads. Pretty beads.
It's too hard to put all those extra words in there.
Oh, God.
If two men have a fight and one defeats the other, really, just really defeats him good, and you might say that the one man really what the other.
Talk about it, you have him beat him up.
Yeah, just let him have it, and just really, it's all one side. He just. I don't want to say the word. I know what I'd say. But
what did you say, man? You don't know.
Whoop? Say you really whooped him? You really wore him out? What did you say?
I said, eat him up. That should be my mother saying that.
What would you say?
And my daddy said, he ate him up.
That pretty much takes care of the subject.
I'd say he whooped or he wore him out. Or he.
Some people say he whipped him.
Took care of him real
but
good.
But I'd say he ate him up.
Did you ever hear anybody say, took him to the cleaners? He beat him so bad he just cleaned him? I guess that. Anyway. What do you call the back part of a man's legs? When he's sitting down, like you sit down like this, and you say, I'm sitting on my what? If I was sitting like this.
What you mean?
You know what I mean? Like a horse rears back on his.
Hi.
Yeah.
Well, I'd say I'm sitting on my humps.
On your humps? That's what I mean.
That's what I said, sitting on my humps.
If you knew a really stingy person, how would you describe him? You say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really.
Tight. That's what I say.
If a person's wearing funny looking clothes, you'd say he really looks.
I'm gonna tell you what I say. I say he looks a mess.
Would it make a difference if it was a woman?
I said she looks sloppy.
Sloppy.
Now that's just my way of saying. Now that's what I always say.
I mean, even when you're a little boy.
Well, a little boy, if I saw a woman and she wasn't clean, I said, woman sure was sloppy.
What if it's if you saw a woman after a while and she had on her best clothes and just she had everything fixed up, her hair down on the best clothes and everything. What would you say? You'd say she's really.
I'd say well she's really fixed up nice.
Yeah. And if it was a man, would you say it differently? Would you say something?
If he's dressed nice, I'd say you know so and so. I'd say. He'd be going out ragged, but that gobbler's dressed up today. That's the way we say it. That old gobbler, we call him an old gobbler. That old gobbler's dressed up today. So he coming out.
He's coming out. Now, I've heard coming out before.
That's what we say. He's coming out. We walk up to him and pat him. Say, that's the way to do. Say, buy some more clothes.
When somebody's old, but he's really lively and they get around real good, you might say he certainly.
Say he ain't ever done nothing much. That's what they all say.
But, I mean, would you ever say he's like